At the 2013 CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I'm visiting with Mike Trainer. And Mike, I know you're a farmer here in, is this still Livingston County, Illinois? Yeah. We're out on your farm today. Thank you for having us out there. First of all, tell us a little bit about your farm.
Well, you know, we run a lot of test plots. We're interested in keeping the nutrients where they need to stay. And I guess more importantly, I felt like today we had a lot of people here. When you go to all that work and you put these plots in and you try to figure out what's right and what's wrong, to see this many people come in on our farm and see what we've done, you know, it kind of gives you a feel-good feeling about what you do.
Yep. What are some of the things that you're, I don't want to say testing, but working with to try to find better ways to help manage things like nutrient runoff?
You know, again, what is the right time, place, the four R's, I guess they are. But you know, as expensive as the inputs are, we need to figure out how to put them there, how to keep them there, and how to best utilize them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we have a mixed group here that even includes some of the folks that regulate you, I guess you'd say, from even Washington, D.C. You've had a chance probably to talk to some of them. Anything interesting that they've asked you to want to know that I don't know if you found interesting or surprising?
You know, I think the biggest thing is you know, they hear the baselines that the EPA and the testing and they're doing, and it's like, how fast can we make changes to correct those lines? And I don't think it's something that's going to happen right away, but the good thing is that I'm hearing is we're kind of getting a pat on the back that at least we're doing something to try to figure out how to do it. Yeah. And the different practices that we're trying, you know, which one of them is going to be better when we do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a pat on the back is nice, but, you know, when you're investing a lot in some of these practices, you want to see a return, too. What kinds of returns are you looking for as a farmer?
You know, I don't know if you could actually put it in economics because, you know, to me, as much as anything, we've got to do things so that we can continue to farm and be profitable at farming. So I guess I don't know how to really put it in words, but the practices that we're doing, we know that we can make money farming, but yet we've got to be careful that we're not destroying the environment or putting too many nitrogens in the water. So I guess it's a trade-off that way a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Now you have family involved, multi-generational in your family?
Mm-hmm. We do. My father started this business here in 1957, I think it was. We started as a grain elevator and a small farm operation. And right now I've got two brother-in-laws, my brother, dad, and a nephew in the business back here right now. So, yeah, and we hope to continue it.
I was going to say, so you've got some family you hope to be able to turn that over to at some point in the future.
Yeah, you know, so it is. We're all in it together, and we want it to be profitable for them down the road and good for the environment.
Well, thank you very much, Mike Trainer, one of the farmers who hosted us out on his farm here during the Conservation in Action Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.